Welcome to Rooster Radio, a broadcast dedicated to supporting and promoting local artists in the Gaston County and surrounding areas.
I've been told my entire life that I was born with a microphone in my throat.
Right.
I've heard that so many times.
Or the whole southern thing. Somebody said, "Well, you got the mouth of the South. You're just so loud." I heard that when
you
I was little.
You do project, Michael.
People just tell me they know when I enter a room.
Well, this is a drinking episode, so we're all going to be loud.
Well, there was one dude one night where I couldn't. The sound guy didn't hear me say I need the mic on, and then I just did it without the mic. And I went off the stage and around the corner, and I heard this dude, "God, that bitch is loud."
You know, I take that as a compliment.
Yeah,
there.
I mean, I do. It's all good.
People always hear us.
Yeah.
For real, this is a drinking episode. I poured us all a drink. I feel like I need to take the edge off. This kind of feels like one of the biggest interviews we've done.
Aww.
Sorry, I don't mean to put you on the spot or nothing, but since the day I met you, I've wanted to sit and just have a conversation with you.
Yeah. Oh, dude, don't
fortunately,
make me cry.
I have this
I'm not
platform
crying. He's not making me cry.
It does have a tendency to happen sometimes.
Yeah, well, fortunately, this platform gave me an excuse to sit and talk with you. So thank you for being here, Tiff.
It's an honor. Thank you for having me.
I'm so thrilled. You are one of the most enthusiastic, one of the most interesting people in the punk scene.
Yeah.
And the reason that Tiff is here today is Tiff has put together the Slay Together Fest, which will be this Saturday here at the Rooster. I guess let's start with the show.
Okay.
And then we can dig in. Let's start with, because this honestly, I don't know if I made this happen or not, but Tiff did a show, what was it? Last fall?
It was last May, in fact. It was going on while I was planning a lot, and it was up
you
at
were
the
planning a wedding?
Museum. Yeah, I was planning my own wedding. And I was like, you know what would be really smart to do while you're already under a lot of pressure? Let's put together a festival. And let's do it at an outdoor venue where it could rain and it could completely shut it down. And all this work you put into it would just be like, psh. And let's also put it in a place where you have to hire vendors and you've got to get someone to come do sound. And holy shit, it was a really dumb but beautiful idea. And so many people came out. And so I wanted to keep it going, but that night, as we finished up the show, I was told that they weren't going to do all ages shows there anymore. And Charlotte doesn't really have that. And the Rooster, you know, we played here, and seeing young kids out in the crowd is always the best. So, you know, Michael being amazing had offered me put on a show here.
Well, the truth is, I was jealous.
Just do that again. Well, you know, it's funny because you hit me up and you were like, "Can you put something on like that here?"
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I was like, "Hey, I want to do that here. Can you please?"
And I was like, "Well, you know, I was waiting to see how the reception was even after the fact to see if these kids still wanted more of that." And so then, I don't know. I think you had hit me up about just doing like a regular show here. And I was like, actually, remember how you said you wanted me to put on something like what I did at Spoke Easily? I was like, I want to do that again. And you went for it.
All right. But before we get too deep in, go ahead and introduce yourself just for anyone who doesn't know.
I go by Tiff Tantrum. Some people know me as other names, but that's what I prefer, Tiff. I'm the lead singer, No Anger Control. And I am just trying to make this a better community for all of us.
Yeah, and that's the biggest reason why I've wanted to sit and have this conversation. You are You are like my female counterpart in this scene. I mean, you're kind of more into the punk and the metal scene absolutely. Than anything else. I kind of try to spread that love to other genres, even though it doesn't work.
Oh, trust me, I love everything, and I at some point will branch out more. I just started with what I knew because I knew I could book it. And I knew enough bands, you know?
And the idea of the first festival was to showcase the next generation of the up-and-coming talent. And, again, that's what drew me to that when I saw that show being promoted. I mean, I try to be positive about everything. Like, I try to reject negative emotions. I try not to entertain that mindset. But it's hard not to get envious and jealous when you see these fucking awesome lineups at other venues. I'm like, fuck, I want that show.
Oh, trust me. Yeah. I feel that way about lineups I'm not on. So yeah. I feel that.
But, you know, but honestly, at the end of the day, I'm just happy that they're happening, right?
Same.
I'm happy, you know, whether it's here at the Milestone or Tommy's or anywhere else.
It's still supporting what we love, and that's why I can get behind it. So
when the opportunity presented itself, when I finally was able to get Tiff to agree to do a show here. She wanted to replicate that fest, and because we're all ages, we're able to handle this fest. And it's an invitation to anyone out there that's, you know, that's not going to shows because you can't get in. This is the place can,
and it's a safe place. And I want to help other bands. It's also an invitation for other bands in the future who are looking for an all ages place to play because you can't find one because you're younger. I'm here to help you. I want you to know you're a part of this community, and we support you.
Now, I follow you on social. I read everything that you put out. And recently, you had made a long post about your love and affinity for the Milestone and why it was important to you.
Yes.
And I felt that shit. I read that thing, and you know it was I had an emotional reaction because I didn't have a place like that when I needed it as a young person. Pontificate for a minute about that for those who may not have seen that and why this scene is so important to you.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I moved from Florida, grew up in Hickory, and I too did not have anything as a teenager. I never even thought about starting a band. There was like one punk band in my town, and I saw them play in a park. They put on a show for free in a public park. That's what we had. And should have put this on vibrate. Sorry,
Michael
guys.
Usually says this on vibrate.
You should have known I'm a kid here, man. Basically, I didn't have much until I went off to college. I went to ECU and I was in Greenville, North Carolina, and they had this huge underground scene. And so it was so much easier to go to shows and find stuff. And it was, started my first band there, moved to Raleigh, had a band there. And when I left Raleigh, it was because I was getting ready to divorce my guitarist in the band at the time. That's part of it. But also because I had played in Charlotte twice with this band. I'd been trying to get into the Milestone since my first bands, and we just couldn't get in there. And I finally met someone who got us on shows, and we played two shows with my band out of Raleigh, the Bams. And I just remember thinking, man, I wish I would have had this growing up. This place is amazing. Like, this is what I thought of when I would see documentaries. And I would see, you know, things like American Hardcore and be like, this is the place that these bands were playing. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of bands that were on those documentaries, like Bad Brains and Nirvana and bands like that played the Milestone. Milestone has history. It's older than CBGB's. And when I first moved here, I had nothing. I knew a few people from coming up here to play with my band. I lost a lot of friends through the divorce, and a lot of shit just went down that really sucked. But at the same time, it led me to Charlotte, and
so the Milestone
felt safe.
So you start to hit a low point in your life.
Absolutely, I was really going through it. I didn't have anywhere to go. I didn't have all that many friends, and I knew the Milestone. I didn't know any other venues here, really. The venues that I had
because
played
Because you had
here,
the opportunity to play there.
Yeah,
and you
absolutely.
Knew the history, and you were like, well, let me go check
where
this
I know,
out.
Yeah. And I knew, you know, at the time, it was Buck and Jonathan Hughes and Stephanie Hughes running the place. Mm-hmm. And they had been so nice to me. And I had this place to go where I knew that I was most likely going to find another band to join as well. And, you know, it was all I knew. The only other place I had played, I think, in Charlotte was Jeff's Bucket Shop, which is hilarious. We made the lights go out there when I played with my band, doing a Ramones cover, which was awesome. But then it was SKNet Cafe, and that wasn't around anymore. I didn't know anything else. I had not gotten into Charlotte in any other place except the Milestone. And the Milestone was everything that I thought a punk club was supposed
to be. It still is.
Absolutely. Still is. Yeah. And so I just went to every show I possibly could. I don't think I even cared who was playing. It just felt like home to me. It was the one place I knew, and it was a place I knew that I would eventually find something to do because I wasn't ready to not play in bands anymore. And that's where my drummer, John, who's also in Southside Punks, Run Engine. I know they've played.
Yeah, Run Engine was just here a couple weeks ago.
Oh, they're fantastic, aren't they? But John came up, and he and my bass player, Jason, had seen my band, The Bamps. And they really liked the band. And he was asking what we were up to. I was like, funny story. I divorced the guitarist, and we're not together anymore. I live in Charlotte. And literally without missing a beat, he's like, are you looking for a band? And I was just like, this is it. I manifested this moment. Like, I knew one night I'd be out here and somebody would be like, I saw this chick. I know her. I recognize her from whatever. And it happened. And I was like, I didn't even care. I had never actually done anything like No Anger Control. Like, I didn't even know I could sing this hard. Like, I swear to you. And I knew I was angry, but I didn't know I was that angry. And so I get the demo, and I'm listening to it, and I'm like, this shit fucking rules. I gotta fucking, like, own this when I join this band. And so, yeah, the Milestone made that happen. So the Milestone, to me, I have had so many bands that I've had the privilege of helping have their first shows there. I have played on that stage with people I never thought I'd share a stage with, like Agent Orange and Reagan Youth. And I'm like, this can't be my life. Or like bands that I fell in love with, like Hub City Stompers, and just became such good friends with. And Milestone has given me something that the only other place that ever gave me that was the Spazatorium in Greenville. Shout out to my buddy Jeff. That dude is real. And he created a scene in Greenville that is so much similar to this community and what we're trying to do. And I think he taught me a lot. And I met his counterpart here in Charlotte at the Milestone.
Why is that not surprising? To be clear, I've 100%, I'm consistent. I'm going to always tip my cap to the Milestone for what they've been. Without the Milestone, the Rooster doesn't exist. You know, my goal is to kind of replicate that here in Gastonia.
Absolutely, and Gastonia needs that.
And build community here the way that it's been done there. And, you know, it's such an inspiring story because now you're full circle. Now you're no longer this lost kid in an unfamiliar town that knows one place to go.
Yeah.
Now you're a veteran in this scene. You have a powerful voice with a power. By the way, No Anger Control is one of the best punk bands around. They are so much fun to watch. When you guys played here last year, it was magical. I had no idea. I mean, come on, look at the bands that were on. It was a killer lineup. Yes,
it really was.
But you guys in particular, you and Self-Made Monsters both.
Oh, I love Eddie.
Both of those performances, like to this day, are vivid in my mind. Like it
because
was
because we love.
Well, for me,
what we do, and especially like the lead singer in that band, Eddie, you know, Self-Made
Eddie,
Monsters.
Yeah, he's great.
He goes way back with me. He goes way back with my husband, and it's just he has a stage presence, and we have a lot of similar taste in what we do and how we present ourselves, and so it kind of makes sense.
Eddie has this unapologetic fly in the face of whatever you think persona
is. He's 77 punk to me. He personifies what I loved growing up. He personifies that. He does it so well.
Yeah, he does.
So well.
But so do you. Like the one thing I took away, like the biggest thing I took away from your performance was she just laid her heart and soul on that stage.
Absolutely.
Like the the fact that you're even able to communicate with people after a performance is incredible, because you've just like spilled your entire insides out on the stage. It's such an inspiring thing, and that's what I love about, back to my point, being full circle, being wise enough to recognize that, hey, I have the power to provide this to kids, and not just knowing it, but doing it. I have the power. I'm going to use it for good. And I would like to use this. I'd like to transition now to talking about some of these bands and how you have relationships with some of these kids, how you met them, and what made you want to put them on this fest.
Well, you know, it's funny. A lot of it does circle back to the milestone, but a lot of it circles back to, and I want to bring up someone who, damn it, I don't want to fucking cry. Someone who was a lot similar to me, that carried this torch before I moved to Charlotte, and his name was Chris Piegler. And that dude was somehow at every show supporting every band, giving them shows like what I do. And when I first moved here, that was someone that was like, how can I help you? And I saw that, and I saw him, and I saw the respect that people had for him. And I am in no way ever going to be Chris Piegler. But every time I do this, I think about what he did, and I'm like, who's going to carry that on? And so I do this because there was someone else that did it before me, and I know there was someone else that did it before him. And if someone doesn't step up and do it, and trust me, I was scared shitless to do it, because I'm like, what if these kids don't even give a fuck about me? And I don't think about myself the same way that everybody else sees me. Like, the reason I get so embarrassed when people talk about how they think I am on stage, or who I am as a person, or my incredible band and my incredible bandmates, is because they're just as humble as I am. We don't see it. We just see ourselves as doing what we love. And I see this as me doing what other people have done for me. And I didn't get that at first. You know, when I started out in my first bands, they thought we were competition. And my band was looked at as competition. And we got put on a show from my buddy Eddie from Patriot, who I love with all of my heart. He was the first person to give me a chance. He is also part of the reason I do this. He put me on a show with Murphy's Law at the Soapbox in Wilmington. And we hadn't even been together a year. And that was huge. And so I decided that I had to follow through with this. So I started going out to these shows where I could see these younger bands. And one of them was at VizArt. And that's where I saw Cartman's Mom. And I went out because I knew that some of the kids there are actually kids of their parents would come out to our shows. And I've known them, and they're my friends. And, you know, they've been supporting No Anger Control since the start. Now their kids are in bands. And so, you know, I went out to support. And I just love this band. They had so much energy, and they were so nice. And the skate videos they make remind me of stuff that I grew up on, like CKY and some of the stuff that Volcom used to put out. And I was highly impressed, and I was like, I got to keep my eye on them. And they kept popping up on a lot of house shows, and they did a house show with Wastoid, and it was for their release show. And I was like, oh, my gosh, these kids are freaking awesome, and they don't even know they're that awesome. And so I knew I had to put them on if I could do Slay Together Fest again, because they were out at the first one. There's footage, and I can see the members from the band, like, in the pit. And I'm like, hell yes, I love them so much. And so I was like, they got to be a part of this. They can't just be out in the pit. Their band is awesome. And so they were one of the first bands I asked. The next person I asked was Young Death God. And I love Young Death God because Young Death God is so positive and uplifting in this community. And a solo artist that has so many people that will back them and want to be a part of what they do. And every day post a video pumping everybody up to be positive about the day and puts the best hardcore bands behind it. And I'm just like, God knows. And it has this mix of hip-hop and this, like, just beautiful message about why what they do exists and what they fought for to be who they are, and I can't not support that. And highly supports No Anger Control, even did some artwork for us because Young Death God is just amazing. And you'll see the energy and love is there, and it feels like the energy and love I have for music, and I have to have that a part of the show. And then Petty Dreadful, oh, I love this. They one of the members of the band, Pika, I love you, Pika, you're amazing, purchased some of our stuff, and I heard that one of the other members stole one of the shirts and now has it. And so they're all supporting No Anger Control, and I've seen them do other shows because they're just so very multi-talented and beautiful humans. And this will be their first show, so I'm really stoked for this. The first show they were supposed to have did not happen, so yay, because now I get to have them. And one of the members of the band, their mom and dad are people who have been supporting my band forever. And I will be happy to see that the two generations are in the crowd and one of them gets to be on stage with me. And I'm just really stoked because this is probably one of the youngest bands on. And I think they're going to be powerful. I just have this feeling.
That's Petty Dreadful?
Yeah, Petty Dreadful.
Have they performed house shows before?
This is their first. And I they've probably done other stuff that, you know, they go to the School of the Arts. So they're all up in with, because I see them put on stuff with like School of Rock and different things like that. Mm-hmm. And then I think they present at their own school and do different things like that. And they're all
that's exciting
really talented.
For me.
They're talented.
So they go to School of Rock or they go to
School of Arts, like
Northwest.
Yeah. A lot of these bands, you know, because my guitarist, his oldest goes there, and my best friend's oldest goes there, and a lot of ties and a lot of people that, you know, I've been around since I've been in Charlotte, and now their kids are coming up and starting bands. So how am I not going to put them on a show, especially because they support No Anger Control much? And I'm not just saying you have to support my band to be a part of this. They're just like so real about it.
Well,
want, you know, to kind of get advice on what they're doing, and I'm just really proud of them.
Like, they're in your circle. They have access. You have access to them. You recognize that there's something here, and you're giving them opportunity. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I think what you're when you say you don't have to support my band, you don't have to say that. What you're forgetting is that your band's so powerful, your band's so good that they're there already. Like, it's not about whether or not they support No Anger Control. Like, No Anger Control was the vehicle that gave you access to this next generation of artists.
Yeah. Absolutely. If I hadn't been in this band for so long, if I hadn't been doing this for so long, I wouldn't even have the ability to be like, hey, come play the show, and they say yes, like, because they know the band, or they at least know what I'm trying to do. And a lot of these kids were out at the last Slay Together Fest. I mean, I definitely have pictures of Young Death God up in that crowd. I definitely have I can definitely see and point out members of Petty Dreadful. Like, it's impressive. And, you know, and so
I'm excited to get these kids here. I feel like
just excited.
I've struggled. Like, we're coming up on a year and a half of being open, and the one thing that I haven't felt like we've done a good job of is we haven't gotten the kids here for shows. Couple of times we've had shows where we've had younger crowds.
What, like the 18 to 25?
Yeah, crowds. But they're not showing up on a consistent basis. Yeah. And, you know, maybe because I put out dad vibes. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I know back here on the back end when they're back here, I got the whole thing coming.
Yeah. And, I mean, and that might have something to do with it. I don't know. I do want this generation of up and coming kids to know that this place is for you too.
Yeah. Right? Really.
Like, that's exactly what I want. That's why it was felt so good to be able to bring this here, because I want them to know that they have a space like that, because some of the spaces that present to be safe for these young kids are not, and they need somewhere, and I 100% back that the Rooster is a safe place for them to be, and that's why
absolutely.
I want it here.
It is.
Yeah.
And I want them to know that, because, you know, when I was younger, I wanted to feel safe going out to this, because, you know, it's a different environment, and you're getting into something you might not necessarily be prepared for, because punk and metal and all the offshoots and music in general, it can be a scary place to be if you don't feel like you're in a comfortable environment. And I just feel like, you know, one of the things I'm trying to let them know is these are the venues to go to. This is what I support. This is what I back. And, you know, that's, you know, Slay Together Fest is also about being able to let them know that these older bands are here to look out for them and we're not your competition.
Yeah, we went through like a 4 to 6 year span of like boomer versus, you know, millennial nastiness, you know, like, it did kind of feel like there was this, you know, tug of war going on between like this one generation and this other generation. I'm a Gen Xer. I'm in the middle of that, like, what the fuck are you fighting about?
I ride that line where they can't decide if I'm millennial or Gen X. So.
And now we're on to, like, I don't know, Gen Z, Gen Y.
Whatever.
I don't care about
any of that. I mean, I can go with Alpha, let's go.
I really don't care about how old you are. What I care about is where your heart's at.
That's exactly, and I, you know, this is why I love you so much, because I was literally just about to say that. A lot of the reason that I put these bands on here is because I see who they are and how they support this community, and that they have a heart like I do, and I'm going to support that. I want that to be, you know, why did I fight so hard to be a part of this, to not want to help the next generation be a part of this? Because they're going to keep what I love going.
Yeah. Exactly.
So let's go. And so that brings me up to the next band, Bogloaf. And the thing is like when I
what a name.
I know, such a great and they are just, they are so heavy and they are so brilliant and they are three of the nicest humans I have ever met. Their bass player, Leighton, has been supporting No Anger Control from the start, and he used to be in this amazing band, K9 Unit, and quite a few amazing bands, but K9 Unit was my favorite. We used to play with them, and he's just fucking great musician. And dude was in, the lead singer was in Pig Mountain, and Gray's probably done everything, their drummer, that you could ever believe. He's just the most laid-back, cool drummer. I'm like, damn, I love drummers like that. But they have the same sentiment behind what I do. You know, like whenever I've talked to Leighton, especially their bass player, and I've just been like, you know, how do we put this younger band on the show? Well, let's do it. And whenever he says, I'm behind you, I set this show up, and you know, we did actually a show at the Milestone where a band dropped off, and I was like, I want to put this younger band on there. It'd be their first show. And he literally said the same thing I just said. Well, why wouldn't I want to help out the bands that are going to keep what I love going? And everybody in Bogloaf feels the same way. And that's why, you know, the original Slay Together Fest, I had bands like Dumpster Service on there who've been around as long as No Anger Control. Because I want these younger kids to have most of the stage. Yeah. I want them to be seen. But if I can put one or two, maybe three older bands on it where we've already got this crowd, we can give them our crowd too. And then we can show some of these older people, look at these new bands.
Well, you even...
Look at this. Look what we've got.
Even during the planning of this, you know, I asked you, I was like, you know, what's the lineup going to be? Are you headlining? And you were like, absolutely not. We're not headlining. You're like, you know, from the very beginning, you've been intentional to not make this a No Anger Control show.
Absolutely not.
It's not about me. It's about everybody else.
Well, I want them to have us back in them, but I want them to be the ones seen. Like, my band's been seen. We've been together 11 years. We've been seen everywhere. Some of these kids are having their first show. Some of them have only been together a year. Some maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, but this is their chance to be seen too. And I had older bands that did that for me when I started out, so it's my turn. It's my turn. They deserve it. They deserve it. Like, it's only right to do what has been done for me, and it's only right to show them what they need to do then when it's their turn.
Very cool.
You know? That's and awesome. So that's why Bogloaf is on this, because they stand behind me on that, and I love them so much, and they seriously are one of those bands where every time I see them, I love them more, and you will literally feel like you were melting during their set, like their music just like, I don't even know how to explain it. But I gotta tell you, I saw them at a show at Snug Harbor one time, and I walked out, and it felt like the most I've ever been immersed in music. I cannot wait for people to see them.
Can't be so.
I'm so excited.
This coming Saturday, by the way.
Yes.
And yes, there are a lot of bands on the bill, but We're backline and drums.
Yep.
They're short sets.
And it, you know, a lot of us are punk rockers. We play real fast, and it'll be an experience. It'll be over free, no. And so now I wanna get back to some of these younger bands, and I wanna make sure I talk about all of them. So, you know, and Michael, we were talking about this band earlier. I have mad respect for Encore Noir. They are just, I don't know, I feel like there's this band that's kind of like, I see them, they're really good, but it's like, there's just now starting to get this, like, pickup, and people are realizing that they're fucking amazing and talented.
Well, let me talk for a minute about this band's
trajectory.
They are
awesome.
So Encore Noir, you know, friends of ours, they're great kids. Yeah. Their lead singer had, you know, he had a what do you want to call it, like lightning in a bottle on social media.
Yeah,
he,
Aiden, he good trend, yeah, fucking human.
He trended on social media for one of his posts, and it you know, it raised his profile. And this band formed right around the same time, and they've used that opportunity, because that's what it is. You know, dude put something out there. A lot of people responded to it. Now the camera's on you. Now it's, what are you going to do with it?
Amazing.
And what they've done with it is pretty fucking awesome.
It's beautiful.
They just keep they keep putting these awesome shows together. They keep writing good music, and most importantly, they are supportive of other bands in the
scene.
That's
exactly why, you know, when I messaged Aiden to ask him, that's exactly why I asked him. I've seen him, and, you know, I look forward to getting to know the rest of the band even more. But this has been someone that I have talked to a lot, and I see the heart, and I see the honesty, and I see the realness. And I am so here to support someone that cares that much about this community, but also really cares about what they do as a performer. And I the way I love music and the way I feel, you know, it feels like an experience to other people, because I don't even remember other people are there. I get so lost in the experience that I'm having, because being on stage
That's,
is amazing.
That, what you're describing is one of is the reason why I fell in love with live music, is having the ability. I mean, you can say this for a local show with 20 people there, or you can say this about a show at the Big Pavilion with 20,000 people there.
Absolutely.
When you can be in a space and you're just surrounded by people and it feels like no one else is there, like you're just completely in this trance, and it's like you've been invited into this artist world, and like it's your own personal
Why I like Aiden, because I feel like I see that same passion, that same love, and the whole band is like that, and they feed off of each other, and it just reminds me what I have with my bandmates, and I'm just so here for that. I'm so here for what they're doing. I'm so here for who they are, and you know, they were willing to help with anything that needed to be helped with this show, and just to be there and support, and I'm just like, hell yeah, for people like that, and I'm just very excited to have them on this, and I'm just excited that people like that still exist, you know, because you worry about that.
Yeah, go back to what we said earlier about like the generation fight and stuff. It's like, no, man, like if you're not seeing hope in the next generation, you're just not looking.
Yeah,
like there's plenty of kids out there
that's exactly
yeah. There's plenty of kids out there that want connection. You know, yes, they're growing up in a society that's very different than the one we grew up in and the one that our parents grew up in. The one thing that they have that we didn't have is this ability to connect with people, a whole lot more people, because of technology.
Absolutely.
And a lot of these kids are using it to do that very thing, to
connect
with people.
And they're doing it well. And the thing that I like then is that if you're a band that's putting out a good message and you're a band that actually has something good to say, I am so here for you to have the access to reach a lot of people, because then that will show these other kids elsewhere that there are people who think just like them and feel just like them, and we're putting out music to be your voice. Like, we're here to support you, and I love that I've got bands like that that are seen like that on these shows, because then that just pushes more the agenda that I'm pushing, not even the agenda, well, I guess it kind of is, to support your community.
Well, it's not an agenda in the political sense. It's an agenda in the sense that we have a community here that we're all part of,
yeah.
that we want to build upon, that we want to spread. You know, look, when you find something that's awesome, you want to tell everyone about it, right?
God, yes. God,
yes. Yeah. Yes, you do.
and that's
I do.
Kind of what we're doing.
Now, I swear, there's like no conversation when I go out in public and people are like, well, what's fun to do around here?
I'm like, always going to be a show. I'm always going to be like, and this is the venue you should be at yes. for this. And I mean, I'm going out to a show tonight to support a new band. So, I mean, that's what I'm here for. And that honestly, so that brings me actually to the last band that's on, Becky Beatdown. And there's going to be another band added. We had a little bit of a lineup change, but
well, one of the bands originally
can't do it, and I understand why, and I still love them. They're amazing humans and they're doing amazing things, and you know, they wanted to present a new side project, and they were willing to work on this side project pretty much in like a couple months time, and it just sometimes it isn't doable, but I just love that is what they are pushing for. They're pushing to do so much more than they're already doing, and so I'm here for that.
Even as a young person with, you know, all the time in the world, you can still stretch yourself.
Absolutely. A little too thin. And you know what? And that just shows that we're all human.
Yeah.
And that shows that we're all carrying things that we're not necessarily always telling people that we're carrying.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And there's
Becky Beatdown.
Yeah,
Becky Beatdown. I'm really excited about
Becky Beatdown. I'm stoked about
that. I love punk band names.
Okay, so, you know, I discovered them through one of the last bands that I had on the original Slay Together Fest at Spokeasy. It was this band Jiu-Jitsu, and that was their first show. And Jiu-Jitsu was just amazing. And they actually really wanted to be on this show, and they're like, we can't do it this time, but they are definitely going to be on future shows because holy shit, they fucking roll. But I kind of pay attention to a lot of the bands that I've already helped to see what other bands they're interacting with and to see who they're kind of pushing. And I saw them support this band, Becky Beatdown. And so, you know, I'm just kind of looking as two-piece, and I'm really stoked. I always like that.
Two-pieces are a lot of fun.
Oh, they are. And they always have so much more of a full sound than you would think. And
I don't know how they do it either.
Shout out to Hellfire 76.
Right, that's exactly what it is.
These guys are amazing.
It's wild. And, you know, when I reached out to them, they were so unbelievably nice. And they seem so enthusiastic about their music and what they're doing and being a part of everything. They're like, we want to play everywhere and do everything. And they're friends with people that I know and trust. And when Jiu-Jitsu saw that they're on it, they were like, oh my God, I'm so glad you put Becky Beatdown on there. They're such a great band, which only reassured me that I had obviously reached out to a band that I should be supporting, and their music is awesome. You know, obviously I'm going to listen to these bands and see what they're doing before I put them on something. And I was just like, holy shit, this is going to sound so great live, because I haven't seen them live yet. So the other exciting thing about doing this is there are a lot of bands that I haven't gotten to see yet, amidst bands that I've already seen at least, you know, 20, 30 times. And this is one of the bands I'm really excited about seeing. Like, I have a feeling this is going to be a really good set.
I'm excited to see them because they were originally going to be on a show here a couple months back. And there was a scheduling conflict and they couldn't make the show. But by that time, I had already kind of gone and checked them out and was like, well, man, I want to see this band now.
They're good.
So I'm glad that they're coming, and I hope that all the bands on this bill understand how much I appreciate you coming here. I mean, yes, this is Gastonia. Yes, Gastonia has a reputation. No, it's not the same as it always has been.
Absolutely,
things are different now. Well, things are just different now.
Yeah.
Specifically in the downtown area.
Yeah.
You know, the businesses that now occupy the downtown Gastonia area, it's never felt like this before. Like, so,
never.
there's been times where, like, you've seen a boom of businesses down here.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, there's even been venues that have opened up on this same street.
I played, I'm
not going to name
different venues in the past, and I'm not going to name them either, but I know what you're talking about because I've played here in the past.
And I see the
differences happening.
There's never been this much heart behind what's happening in this area.
Yeah.
I can agree. I'm not just
talking about us. I'm talking about the brewery Cavendish. I'm talking about Citycade. You know, I'm talking about even the Vintage, even the Cigar Bar Lounge, like the uppity place. And it has a different fucking vibe than it ever has before down here. Like, it is just different.
That's good.
And you know, I'm grateful to these kids being willing to come on over, crossing the river from Charlotte to get into Gastonia and play a show like this to show, like, you know, my whole thing is to showcase the talent we have out here. You know, I don't live anywhere else in the country. I live here, but I can tell you right now, we have amazing artists in this area.
Agreed. And 100% agreed.
You know, I get every single week. I get the privilege to be blown away by these bands that are writing their own music, that are singing their own stuff. You know, I see it at open mic on Wednesdays. I see it on the weekends when we do these shows. It is, you know, just to like yes, I'm a part of it because we're providing an opportunity, but just being here is enough.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah.
Being here to see it and witness it and be a part of it, but then to turn around and like be the person that actually is responsible for bringing it downtown, it kind of adds like this little extra level, this little layer of pleasure to what we're doing. It's like, I fucking told you. When people come to shows and they come up to the bar and be like, this is incredible, I'm like, you're damn right it is.
Yeah. And it's like, needed and it's necessary and it is beautiful, because I gotta tell you, there is people who have talked about how they've discovered bands here in Gastonia and it brought them into the music scene in general, and then they moved into Charlotte. And we are a community. It doesn't just involve one city. You know, when I lived in Raleigh, it was Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill. Why can't we do that here too?
Exactly.
Why can't we do that here
too? That's what we're trying to do.
We're all within driving distance of each other, and we all support the same thing, and we all just want these kids to have a safe place to go. And
you keep saying safe place, and I don't think you could iterate that enough.
Yeah, no, you really can't.
Because we do provide a safe
place. Yeah, and it's necessary. Yeah, they need to know they're safe.
I get, you know, I've got an incredible security guy here that just, you know, look, it has to be my number one priority, right? I said this on a previous episode. At the end of the day, it's my neck in the noose.
Yeah.
If something happens here. So, of course, you know, everyone's safety is my number one priority. And fortunately, we've been able to attract the right audience.
Agreed.
Now, from time to time, I'll see somebody will walk in and like you can
tell from
you can
the
feel
get-go.
The energy, man. Like, I don't want to talk like, I don't want to get too like.
No, I mean, that's any venue. You can't always control what's coming in.
No, you can't.
But you can control what you're keeping out.
But I can also say.
Exactly.
I can also say, though, that our team here is so tight. We can communicate and understand each
absolutely.
Other. That something's not right about this person.
Absolutely.
Let's all keep an eye out. And then we're like, okay, we got it.
Absolutely. And I love that I have a security guy that has, this is a skill that I don't have. He has a way about how he expresses things that those type of people understand, and it doesn't like offend. Like, it's almost like he has this weird skill where he can take the person being weird and like say something to them to like either snap them back into reality or make them leave without anyone's feelings getting hurt.
That's a good superpower.
Yeah. I don't have that superpower.
He does have that. And I've never seen anybody else be able to do that, but it's just like,
I need
how
I
are you
need
doing
that,
this?
I need that superpower. That sounds fantastic.
Right on. All right, so Slay Together Fest this Saturday. My hope is that this is something that we can turn into an annual thing and grow into something
absolutely.
Bigger and bigger. You know, we have the space out back that we can go as big as we want with this. Like,
I can make that happen. Yeah. I already have a list of bands that would love to do the next round.
So come this Saturday, support this one so that we can make it even bigger and better next year.
Absolutely. Like, trust me. It's one thing to support music and bands that we love. It's another thing to support humans that are amazing. And these are good humans, and they are fucking badass bands. And we just want to help this community, and we're all here for each other. And it's really beautiful how I can continue to get the amount of bands that I do to come together and do this, because it shows that we have something good happening here.
You know, I'll say one last, before we start wrapping up, I'm going to say this. I'm very, very intentional about never getting political
absolutely.
With everything that we do. But I am going to say this. I've been hearing, reading, and seeing a lot of of people are just they've checked out of mainstream media. They're tired of being manipulated. They're tired, but yet they're still spending so much of their time doing this and getting upset about stuff. Yeah.
That's what gets us upset about
everything that we're talking about today. Some people watching this might feel like we're talking in abstract and riddles. No, what we're talking about is very real. You just have to put the fucking phone down and show up and be here. Yeah. And you'll understand exactly what we mean when we talk in these metaphors. You know, it's real. What's happening here is real, and it's changing people's lives, man. In the last couple of weeks, because of a tragedy that recently happened, I've seen way too many tears. But it's kind of good because everyone that I've had these conversations with, we're all in this together. They understand that they have this place to come where they can be vulnerable and feel comfortable and be themselves and participate in something that's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, and maybe punk rock's not your thing, but if punk rock's not your thing, then we've got another show next week that's not punk rock. Like, you know,
exactly.
I can't stress enough how important it is to put your fucking phone down and participate in something. Get outside of your, you know, comfort zone, and because if you didn't do that when you moved to Charlotte, No Anger Control wouldn't exist. Slay Together Fest wouldn't exist. But because you were willing to go to this place and just be there and participate in something, you've got this amazing story to tell. You know, an inspiring story. You know, we didn't dig that deep because I want this to stay positive. Yeah. But, you know, just from what I know about you and from what you've shared publicly, you've got some shit to be angry about.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
We all do.
Yes,
we all do. That's why I want the biggest thing that I ever did with this band in general was so that I could protect and be there for people and make them feel safe and give them a space to feel safe. Because the one thing, and you can say about this about music in general or something that you love in general, and for me, the genre that I loved the most was punk. It gave me a place to finally feel like I didn't have to be scared anymore and that I had people to protect me and that if I could actually push myself, and I did, that I could be a voice for other people. And that's what I continue to try and do. It's not just about me. It's not just about me. You know, I did not survive what I did to be silent.
Well said. All right. I'm going to end on that. Go ahead and tell people what to look for and where to find your band and stuff, and we'll get out of here.
So you can find anything for Slay Together Fest from any of the bands we talked about today. And I'm in No Anger Control. I'm the one that set all this up, and my band backs me and pushes it. You can find us at our website, noangercontrol.com. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are on pretty much every streaming service you can think of. And we do have Twitter, but I hate Twitter, so don't check that out. And support the Rooster. Support your local venues. Support your local bands. Support the people who are working like this is a second job and we're not getting paid to do it.
Right on. And Slay Together Fest is this Saturday here at the Rooster. The show starts at 7 because we got a lot of bands.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome. Be great. Doors are open at 6. Get those tickets early online. Save a few bucks or pay more at the door. I don't care. Just be here.
Just be here.
And Tiff, thank you so, so much for doing this. This has been an absolute blast. I love you to death.
I love you.
And I can't wait to see you perform again here on the stage.
I know. A year has been too long.
Yeah. Oh, well, then I really got to bring it.